breaking news from the WSB 24-hour news desk.
A horrific story now playing out in East Georgia. Loss of life among public servants. WSB's Chris Camp is joining us live with the details. Hi, Chris.
Yes, Scott. This is coming out of Putnam County and the Sheriff's Office in Putnam County this morning that preliminary information from the field, according to the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, indicates that two correctional officers working a detail this morning in the county were killed along Georgia 16 while transporting prisoners during a work detail. Two prisoners are now being sought. The two prisoners are described as white males. Both prisoners apparently somehow driving a dark green Honda. So there's a lot of loose ends to this story, but the bottom line is the two correctional officers have apparently lost their lives this morning, shot while transporting prisoners during a work detail along Georgia 16 that apparently is in the Sparta area, but it's a story we'll continue to follow through the morning and through the day.
Well, listen for updates on that, Chris. Thank you very much.
But first, we've got breaking news to tell you about two correctional officers killed and two inmates on the run. This playing out now in East Georgia this morning. We are live with WSB's Chris Camp.
Yeah, Ronnie, Putnam County is out I-20 about 90 miles east of Atlanta. What we are being told preliminarily is that two correctional officers were transporting prisoners along Georgia 16 to a work detail when they were killed. Circumstances not yet clear, but both correctional officers were shot, according to Putnam County Sheriff Howard Sill. At this hour, we are told two prisoners are being sought, both described as white and apparently in a dark green Honda. Again, two correctional officers are dead this morning. Two prisoners being transported to a work detail are being sought. WSB's John Lewis on his way to the scene. Stay with us for updates. For now, live at the Breaking News Desk, Chris Camp, WSB.
And our top story this noon, two corrections officers murdered in Middle Georgia. And at this hour, a massive manhunt.
Breaking news from the WSB 24-hour news desk.
The officers who lost their lives are identified as Christopher Monica and Curtis Ballou. Both worked at Baldwin State Prison. They were shot and killed by two inmates on a work detail in Putnam County this morning. WSB's John Lewis reports live this noon on the search for the escaped prisoners. John.
And Bill, the prisoners are Donnie Russell Rowe and Ricky DeBose. They're believed to have carjacked a 2004 green Honda Civic, Georgia license RBJ6601, then drove off after the killing at about 7:30 this morning. Now, as for those escapees, Rowe is 43. He was convicted of armed robbery and aggravated assault and was serving a life sentence. For DeBose, he's 24, serving 20 years on a Gwinnett County robbery. And here at the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, nonstop activity. Every law enforcement you can imagine is here, from the ATF to the Department of Natural Resources, all part of the search. Buses going in and out being checked. The inmates who are going in and out also being on work detail being checked thoroughly, and the inmates and the guards who are here are taking extra precautions. We've seen helicopters in the air, cars going in and out, all of them looking for these two escapees. Reporting live from the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, John Lewis, WSB.
And you can see photos of the inmates on our website, WSBRadio.com.
Continuing our team coverage, WSB's Jamie Dupree tells us what's happened today in Putnam County has caught Washington's attention. We heard a short time ago from Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
I talked with Marshals Service Director David Harlow this morning, and we have committed all federal resources to help catch those fugitives and hold the perpetrators accountable.
Rosenstein said his thoughts are with the two officers, Christopher Monica and Curtis Billis, and their families.
Breaking news from the WSB 24-hour news desk.
It is 12:58 at News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. We're updating the two corrections officers who were killed early this morning on Highway 16 in Putnam County. Let's go live to Putnam County. Here is the local sheriff, Howard Sills.
Similar to the one you see there, that's not the bus, but similar to that one, transporting state prisoners. This was not a work detail. Two of the prisoners got out of the back somehow, got into the driver's compartment, overpowered the guards, the officers who were driving the bus, obtained their weapons, and shot and killed both of the corrections officers there in the bus. They then carjacked apparently the first car that came by, a 2004, is described to us as a grass green colored Honda Civic. The tag number is R's and Robert, J as in John, B as in Boy, 6601. The vehicle fled going towards Eatonton, Georgia. The individuals we want for these murders are Donnie Russell Rowe, a white male, 6'2", 150, brown hair, blue eyes, born in 1973. And a Ricky Dubose, a white male, brown hair, blue eyes, 6 foot, 150 pounds, born in 1990.
News starts now.
Good afternoon, it's 2 o'clock. I'm Chris Chandler, live from the WSB 24-Hour News Center.
Breaking news from the WSB 24-Hour News Desk.
New development here, Justin, and urgent. We are now told those two escaped killer inmates have broken into a residence in Madison, Georgia, got clothes there, left their prison uniforms behind, and made their escape from there. That is the word from police per Channel 2 just a few moments ago. That would confirm what the authorities believed earlier, that those inmates are headed north as a general direction. And this, breaking into a house, getting close, is exactly what the Putnam County Sheriff predicted would be the next thing would happen. He spoke at a news conference a little while ago. WSB's John Lewis was there.
What's important to us right now is finding these two escaped dangerous convicts.
Putnam County Sheriff Howard Sills says the manhunt for Ricky DeBose and Donnie Rowe is nationwide.
One of these individuals is from Madison County, Georgia, in the Coma area. We know the other one is originally from Middle Tennessee.
The two are still believed to be driving the 2004 green Honda Civic that was carjacked just after the killings. In Putnam County, John Lewis, WSB.
No state resources will be spared in pursuing the killers. This is Chris Camp live, and that's part of a written statement from Governor Deal this afternoon on the effort to capture the two inmates. He calls what happened today a heinous and senseless act of violence perpetuated at the hands of cowards. Further, Governor Deal writes of the two corrections officers, Sandra and I offer our deepest sympathies to their loved ones. Our heartbreak is matched only in our resolve to bring their murderers to justice. Reporting live, Chris Camp, WSB.
We have on our website, WSBRadio.com, photographs of the two escaped killers. And we also have a picture of the exact car that the authorities are looking for, that one that was carjacked earlier today. Both those at WSBRadio.com. And repeating, this new development, we're told the inmates broke into a home in Madison, Georgia, left their prison uniforms there, got some clothes, made their escape from there. That's where the story stands here at 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Chandler, live from the WSB 24-Hour News Center. Democrats will beg to differ, but here's the first review from our open mic.
I think Jeff Sessions is doing a really, really good job.
We'll have the latest from Capitol Hill in just a moment.
First, breaking news from the WSB 24-Hour News Desk.
We have the latest on this nationwide manhunt. It's being called for these two escaped convicts in Georgia. It has continued all day. However, we do have in the last few minutes indication that the inmates may have not gotten very far after all. Some police activity in Madison, Georgia, near the spot where we know they were last known to be. WSB's Chris Camp is live in the newsroom with this breaking just in the last little bit. Chris?
Yeah, Chris, late today there has been an extensive police presence at a shopping center in the 1100 block of Eatonton Road in Madison. I'm just off the line with a business owner nearby.
Multiple law enforcement agencies, probably maybe a dozen or two dozen law people, and like I said, they're searching from building to building, searching outside the buildings, behind the buildings.
An unsettling day for the locals.
Yes, sir. It's kind of got things in an uproar around here. You understand how it would be, because people are concerned and so forth. You know, don't know what's going on exactly.
Yeah, from what we can tell, Chris, this heavy law enforcement presence showed up about 3 o'clock. Video we're seeing from News Chopper 2 shows law enforcement still there at this hour, now in the 5 o'clock hour. Live at the Breaking News Desk, Chris Camp, WSB.
We have followed this hour by hour today, as you have as well. WSB's John Lewis is live there in Putnam County with how this has gone today and the latest. John.
And, Chris, it was a very emotional Howard Sill, the sheriff of Putnam County, who spoke earlier about the killing, saying he had blood on his shoes, being one of the first on the scene, and holding the killed corrections officers in his hand with getting blood on him and his pants. Now, as Chris Camp just said, we believe that the suspect may not have gotten far. A lot of police activity down here at Putnam County Sheriff's Office. Police cars racing out of here about an hour and a half ago. We were waiting to hear from the Putnam County Sheriff, Mr. Still, but we're now waiting on him. He's about an hour late, and we can only think that with this wait, something has been going on, otherwise he would have been out here earlier. We've seen law enforcement from every branch, from the DNR to the ATF to Georgia State Patrol to the Putnam and Baldwin County Sheriffs, all of them here trying to track down the two escapees who killed the two correction officers this morning. Reporting live from the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, John Lewis, WSB.
And more about those two law enforcers who were murdered in cold blood today in just a moment.
Now.
It is 5:30. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Chandler, live in the WSB 24-Hour News Center.
Breaking news from the WSB 24-Hour News Desk.
Late this afternoon, law enforcers have converged on Madison, Georgia, where those two escaped convicts have broken into a house and stole some clothes. And a short time ago, there was an apparent sighting at a Family Dollar store. Law enforcers have converged there earlier this afternoon.
I saw two brutally murdered Christians. That's what I saw. I have their blood on my shoes.
The Putnam County Sheriff says he will catch them. WSB's John Lewis is live to begin our team coverage from Putnam County. John.
And Chris, the search began just after the killings for Donnie Russell Rowe and Ricky DeBose. They were being transported from the Baldwin State Prison to the state prison in Jackson when somehow they were able to get through a cage that separates the inmates from the correctional officers. They then were able to overpower officers Christopher Monica and Curtis Ballou, took their guns, and shot and killed both. The two then carjacked a 2004 green Honda Civic and drove off, and they have not been seen since. Now, the Putnam County Sheriff, Howard Sill, was emotional when he spoke about being one of the first on the scene, saying that he held the two corrections officers as they died, and when he returned here to his office, he had blood on his pants and on his shoes. Reporting live from the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, John Lewis, WSB.
Several groups and law enforcement agencies have combined here and pooled their monetary resources. There is now a $60,000 reward out for each of these two escaped convicts. More now on one of the two of them who died today by his friends and neighbors. WSB's Jennifer Griffiths is live with that.
You know what happened, but you just could not fathom that it was someone that you know that literally lives right across the street from you.
Kimberly Moore has been Christopher Monica's neighbor for more than a decade and even remembers when she first met him.
We were all just kind of just dragging stuff in, and we looked up, and here's this guy with two little children trailing behind him. My wife told me to bring you all these cookies, and he was just, I remember it just like it was yesterday. It was great.
Moore went on to say that he is the neighbor that you would want. Reporting live, Jennifer Griffiths, WSB.
Governor Deal says every state resource will be put into finding these guys. Now, there is some hard information about who they're looking for, what car they're in, the tag number included. We've got all that posted at WSBRadio.com, including a picture of the photograph of the actual car they are searching for tonight, a Honda Civic.
8 o'clock on this Wednesday, June 14th. I'm Scott Slade, updating WSB's top local story in Atlanta's morning news, and it's happening now. The manhunt continues for two inmates accused of overpowering and killing two corrections officers on a prison transport bus.
My biggest worry is they're going to kill somebody else.
Scared neighbors fear for their lives. WSB's Richard Sangster begins our live team coverage from the Putnam County Sheriff's Office with an update on that search.
Scott, the search for inmates Ricky DeBose and Donnie Russell Rowe, wanted for the murders of two Georgia corrections officers, has gone nationwide. And this morning, for the first time, Putnam County Sheriff Howard Sills is admitting those murders of Christopher Monica and Curtis Ballou was caught on video.
There's sheriff, police officers, United States Marshals, FBI agents fanning out all over this nation right now.
Well, the GBI told us the reward for the recapture of the pair has grown to at least $75,000, and the command center in Madison, Georgia, has been closed down. A decision on where this search for the two inmates will go next will be made later on today. Reporting live from the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, Richard Sangster, WSB.
This is WSB's Mark Ailewine. The last confirmed sighting of the suspects was in Morgan County, where they broke into a house in Madison, stealing civilian clothes and shedding their prison uniforms. Folks who live there don't seem too worried. This homeowner tells Channel 2 Action News.
Most everybody out here has guns in the house, so really it's, you know, stay indoors, keep the doors locked.
And this man had some advice for his wife.
I just told her to take her gun out of her purse and put it on the console of her car. If anybody ever gets in that car, shoot them, and then we'll
deal with it later.
With Richard Sangster in Putnam County, I'm Mark Aylwine, WSB.
You're advised if you spot these suspects, don't intervene. Call 911. A picture of the escapees is on our website, WSBRadio.com.
It's updating breaking news brought to you before the top of the hour from Channel 2 Action News. The suspects in the Putnam County escape and murder apparently have been spotted in Tennessee. Joining us live from Channel 2 Action News, reporter has been following the story since it broke, Taisha Fernandez. Taisha, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. I mean, this story just developing. You guys just sent out a push alert on the WSB TV app. What can you tell us about the suspects being spotted in Tennessee?
Well, they're still trying to confirm that these are actually the suspects because, as you can imagine, everyone is on the lookout for these guys, not even just people in Georgia, but people in South Carolina and people in Tennessee. But it's really not hard to recognize the suspect with the tattoos on his face, but we know that the other suspect has changed his look a little bit, so we're just trying to gather information and make sure that we can confirm that they police really believe that these are the suspects. When I was out there in Putnam County today, it was just a very somber feeling downtown. Their downtown area isn't that big, but when I talked to several of the business owners, they said, you know, look, we get a lot more business than this. For instance, I went to a barbershop that's usually very busy on a Thursday. There was no one in there all day. The bolos are posted on every storefront, and even though I spoke to people who want that reward money, they also are a little afraid to come in contact with these suspects because at this point they feel like they have nothing to lose, and they're not just going to surrender. That's everyone's thought.
Absolutely. Taisha Fernandez from Channel 2 Action News joining us. Last vehicle they were known to be in, was it the white pickup truck, or have they switched vehicles since then, Taisha?
Was the white pickup truck, but I talked to some of my sources today who seem to think that they have ditched that truck. They don't have any solid information to have the truck in their possession, but, you know, they know that police are on to that white truck, and we know that when it came to the green Honda Civic, when police thought that they were still traveling in that car, they had gotten rid of that car, you know, long before police found it. So the last bit of information we have is that white pickup truck, but in my opinion, I think that they have moved on to something else.
Here's a part of the story that I didn't realize till today, and I saw it during your reports. When this whole thing happened, when the escapees murdered the corrections officers and then took off, I didn't realize there was a van full of, or a bus full of other inmates that were there to witness this whole thing.
You know, and those are the witnesses that, of course, us in the media really need to talk to, because those are the people.
Continues now.
At 8:30, I'm Jennifer Griffiths, live in the WSB 24-Hour News Center with WSB's top story breaking tonight. In just the last 15 minutes, those escaped inmates have been captured. WSB's Edgar Tragetz joins us live.
And you heard the news right here on WSB, confirmed now by the GBI in just the last few minutes, also through Governor Nathan Deal's Twitter account. Out here tonight, escapees Donnie Russell Rowe and Ricky DuBose now are in custody. Reports that their capture happened somewhere near Nashville. Early reports that the two attempted a home invasion, tied up a couple in their home, tried to get a car for a getaway. Police then got into a chase with those suspects and inmates into some woods where they were captured without incident, we're hearing. So no injuries of any type for anybody involved here. These details are coming from multiple reports, but not confirmed as of yet. Authorities here in Georgia, meanwhile, mobilizing for an update to the media. Sheriff Howard Sills, you've heard from him the last couple of days. He is to speak sometime soon, and WSB's John Lewis is there. We will hear from him at the top of the hour with all the latest. But again, here in day three of their escape, inmates Donnie Russell Rowe and Ricky DuBose now in custody. Live at the breaking news desk, Edgar Tragetz, WSB.
All right, joining us now on the breaking news, WSB legal analyst Phil Holloway. Phil, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you, buddy?
Great to be back with you, and great to be able to talk about some good news.
Good news, the capture of the suspects in Tennessee. What are you hearing?
Okay, so my sources that are very, very close to this investigation, of course, confirming to me what the governor's office has been tweeting and confirming. And so essentially there was a home invasion in Tennessee and in the Chattanooga area generally. The exact county I'm not 100% sure on.
News from the WSB 24-Hour News Desk.
Sergeant Dan Goodwin from Tennessee regarding the capture of these two inmates. Let's join him right now.
Alphabet agencies I just named.
But knowing how dangerous they were, killing correctional officers in Georgia, firing upon Rutherford County deputies, just talk about the danger.
It's a highly dangerous situation. Two extremely dangerous people, well-armed, and traveling high speed through our community. It was a grave concern, and we acted accordingly, and they were soon captured by us and other agencies.
Great job by all these agencies working together.
Talk about
that, just the agencies working together.
We always work together, particularly at times like this. Everybody throws in. We had a Coffee County detective nearly my age watching over the interstate back here a couple miles ago. So it really went off as smoothly as you can in a free-flowing, dangerous situation like this.
WSB's top local story, the update of the drama that led to the capture of two escaped inmates accused of killing two Georgia corrections officers.
These are murderers, cold-blooded murderers, and we did what it took to bring them into custody.
Home invasion, a police chase, a shootout, and a civilian armed with a gun. It was all breaking on WSB Live last night. We have live team coverage this morning, beginning with WSB's Richard Sangster, who reports the men were finally caught in Shelbyville, Tennessee.
That's where it happened, Scott. Georgia inmates Ricky DuBose and Donnie Rowe will be coming back to Georgia to face murder charges, according to the GBI. Extradition is the next step. A Tennessee homeowner held the pair at gunpoint. He caught them trying to steal his car. A neighbor reacts.
Here, everybody out here is hunters or ex-military. We're all armed.
Well, during a high-speed chase with police, the pair fired shots at Tennessee law enforcement. Luckily, nobody was hurt. Reporting live from GBI headquarters, Richard Sangster, WSB.
This is WSB's John Lewis at the Morgan County Sheriff's Office. He was the point person for the manhunt for the two fugitives. Putnam County Sheriff Howard Sills was exhausted but elated.
The burden of danger is off, and that is the greatest relief we have.
Sills became emotional after the capture, saying he was happy the two were caught, but also was deeply saddened by the deaths of the two corrections officers. At the Morgan County Sheriff's Office, John Lewis, WSB.
Next step of the case, the two convicts facing a list of charges in Tennessee, ranging from a 100-mile-an-hour chase at I-24 to holding an elderly couple against their will, then extradition back to Georgia to face those murder charges. Listen for updates throughout the day on WSB.
It's happening now. The inmates accused of killing two Georgia corrections officers in court in Putnam County.
Inmates Donnie Rowe and Ricky DuBose just returned to Georgia after waiving extradition late last week in a Tennessee courtroom. The pair are facing charges including the murders of state prison guards Curtis Ballou and Christopher Monica and escape from that prison transfer bus.
Individuals agreed to escape from prison. As part of the escape, people were hurt, and you're liable for all of it.
Attorney Manny Arora spoke to Channel 2 Action News and believes this may be the beginning of death penalty trials for the pair. Reporting from the Putnam County Courthouse in Eatonton, Richard Sangster, WSB.
The second of those two officers killed last week in East Georgia is laid to rest in Milledgeville. Chris Monica's niece says he'll be remembered for his love of family.
He shared abundantly and laughed often, and you know that laugh.
Monica was a husband, father, and grandfather. Sergeant Curtis Ballou's funeral was earlier this week near Macon. WSB's top story at noon. They appeared in court this morning wearing orange prison jumpsuits, waist chains, and leg irons. The two inmates accused of gunning down two Georgia correctional officers last week.
Curtis Ballou's sister, was in the second row of this Putnam County courtroom when inmates Donnie Rowe and Ricky DuBose walked in wearing shackles. Denise told me she forgave the pair, but that doesn't excuse what they did.
We just want justice served.
The DA announced in court he will seek the death penalty and is preparing a capital case. From the Putnam County Courthouse in Eatonton, Richard Sangster, WSB.
Investigators still haven't explained how the pair got the drop on the corrections officers who were transporting inmates to another facility. The other 31 prisoners didn't leave the bus.